Well, if you ever had any question about if you needed some evidence for the Holy Spirit or some evidence for the efficacy of Jesus, I think our good sons of thunder here, James and John, are probably pretty good examples of it. I mean, here, you know, I mean, when you look at the Gospel of John, right, who, you know, John the Evangelist, who is the John in this pericope, right, and James, you know, and his effectiveness in the whole missionary church, right, so forth, these two brothers, when you look at what happens to them after the resurrection, their leadership, their inspiration, their deep recognition of Jesus' message, their deep recognition of the unconditional love of Jesus, their capacity to write about it with such deep eloquence, and then you look at this incident, which only happens a few years before. Yeah, I mean, you just got to say, what happened? These guys went from little kids to like super grown up articulate leaders with a profound appreciation of the depths of the heart of Jesus. What happened? All I can tell you is the Holy Spirit and the efficacy of Jesus' teaching. That's what happened. But the transformation is shocking, stunning. Let's just examine, you know, here these guys are. Isn't it great? You know, they kind of cozy up to Jesus on the side. Master, you know, when you come into your glory, just promise us that you'll make us sit one at your right and the other at your left when you come into your kingdom. And of course, Jesus, you don't know what you're asking. You know? And they don't. They absolutely have no idea. And then, of course, the confidence of, you know, Jesus, okay, if you want to do that, just, you know, can you drink from the cup I'm going to drink, be baptized? Well, oh, we can, they say, with absolute assuredness, right? I mean, these are just the words of infants, the words of little children, you know. They have no idea what they're saying, no idea what they're getting into. And, of course, you know, it goes even deeper, right, you know, at the end, you know, Jesus kind of admonishes, he says, well, you know, I can't promise you that you'd be sitting on my right and left. That's up to, you know, to my Father to do. But in the meantime, you're going to be baptized and drink from the cup that I'm going to drink. Now, therein, I just look at that and I just think, what's happened to these guys? Well, they listened to Jesus for 2 years. More, right, because he's in the ministry. This is kind of at the beginning of his ministry. And, of course, they've listened to him, so they're gleaning many things from him, including the instruction he gives them in today's gospel. And then there comes the crucifixion. I mean, there's no greater chastening that these guys are going to have, right, because, of course, once they go through Jesus' passion, right, I mean, this is going to blow their categories, and then the resurrection is going to reshape them again. It's going to give them such a deeply honed faith through only the kind of maturity, only the kind of honing that comes from the cross and deep, deep, deep suffering that comes from the cross. And then, to top it all off, the resurrection, which restores their hope and puts them back together again. And then the Holy Spirit, which works through Jesus' teaching, works through the maturation that's given them through the suffering of the cross, works through the hope that's given them in the resurrection. And of course, they become the leaders that we know will write gospels and will head up churches and will be, of course, the initial, you know, two of the most important leaders of the church in its initial stages. So for all intents and purposes, yeah, there's something there. There's a power in the word of Christ. There's a power in our suffering, which is, you know, borne out and through with faith and hope in the resurrection, faith and hope in Jesus Christ our Lord. And there is power, real power, and inspiration and guidance in the Holy Spirit. It can transform babes into the real leaders that are going to be the pillars of the church for centuries to come. What a truth. All we need to do is seize upon it, and upon the word, and upon the resurrection, and the spirit dwelling within our hearts. Amen.